Park City Municipal has long talked about creating an ordinance which would disallow single-use plastic bags, as some cities have done. So far, though, the city has hesitated to enact an outright ban, but instead, says City Manager Diane Foster, has encouraged the use of reusable bags.
It's been something that's been going on for years, and I think most Park City people have them in their cars. A lot of times people remember them, and I've seen a lot of people I know get halfway into the grocery store, turn around, go to their car, get their bag, and get back in.
The city provided Recycle Utah with $6,000 last year to come up with a cloth bag with locals and tourists in mind. It's a bag that could be a souvenir and, says Foster, a way to encourage visitors to buy a bag while in town, use it, and take it home.
Recycle Utah has been doing a ton of stuff. They've tabled 26 events. They're working with lots of the grocery stores. They're working with the high school and middle school students. They've sold 1,200 reusable bags so far. They've donated 150. It's going well, and they're actually looking to work with some of the lodging companies now to look at can they put them in the units.
It's the carrot versus stick approach, says the city. Some municipalities have tried to ban plastic bags, but have gotten a lot of backlash from those who are opposed to what they call government overreach. Others have come up with disincentives for using plastic. Park City plans to continue on the same course, at least for now, and Foster says she'll update council on plastic bag use at Thursday's city council meeting. Work session begins at 3:50 p.m. and regular session at 6 p.m. in the city council chambers of the Marsac building. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.